In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Aaron glistened from the oil poured over his head, running down his beard and down the collar of his priestly robes. But the little one in Mary's arms glistens only from being newly born. Isaiah knelt as a priest while sweet incense filled the temple air. But around the little manger child swirls the incense of hay and manure. The priestly prayers of Zacharias ascended high, but from the lips of Mary's child, the only prayers are little newborn cries. Who could this lowly little child be? He is the greatest and highest of all God's priests. No turban or ephod, no breastpiece of 12 precious stones. His holy vestments are swaddling clothes. Or perhaps we should say that his true vestments are flesh and blood. For he is the Word become flesh, the Son of God robed in human flesh and blood. In all things he was made like his brethren, the scriptures say, so that he might be for us a merciful and faithful high priest. So to us this night, the infant priest is wholly born. His name is Jesus. And though he is the greatest of all God's priests, he has chosen humility and come in lowliness. He who himself all things did make, a servant's form vouchsafed to take. That he as man, mankind might win and save his creatures from their sin. Our great high priest has come even in the lowliest of all human forms. The Lord of all things in Mary's womb, now a zygote, now a blastocyst. You can thank science for such ugly words. But if it's human, he became it. Why? So that he might be the high priest of an entire human race, from the greatest among us, even to the very lowliest and the least. So the Word became an embryo, an infant, a teenager, and adult. Could there be any greater miracle than God in human flesh? There is. He took on your flesh and was born under the law, so that in your flesh he might fulfill the law. This Jesus is everything that you cannot be and have not been. But in your flesh, he fulfills the law for you and credits this righteousness to you. You, perfect infant, perfect teen. You, perfect adult, perfect saint. This is the gift that is given to you by the infant priest. For he was made like you in every way, so that he might fulfill the law for you in every way. This great high priest in human flesh is icon of God's righteousness. You do not have a high priest, the scriptures say, who is unable to sympathize with you in your weaknesses. For he was tempted just as you are, yet he is without sin. The little priest presiding over the manger has come to fulfill a twofold role. He is God's perfect mercy to you and your perfect righteousness to God. Such blessing cannot come from Aaron. Though he was the first high priest, he also gave Israel a golden calf, an idolatry that came with adultery when the people rose up to play. Such blessing cannot come from Isaiah either, for he confesses that he is a man of unclean lips. Nor can we receive such blessing even from old Zacharias, John the Baptist's dad, who was struck mute for not believing God's word. No, even the very best among us are sinners, and sinners make for rather poor priests. Would you then be your own high priest or deal with God on your own terms? Can you boast that you are better than Aaron, that you've kept your heart from all idolatries and adulteries? Or swear that you've surpassed Isaiah and kept your lips clean from all sin? Can you best the Baptist father and claim that you've believed every word that proceeds from the mouth of God? If the man who represents himself in court has a fool for a lawyer, then the man who represents himself before God has a fool for a priest. God is holy. What sacrifice would you offer for your sins? Money? Excuses? A resume of all your good works and charitable deeds? Worthless, all of it. For according to the scriptures, you must have blood. According to the law, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. What blood would you bring? Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. Not only do you need a perfect priest, you also need a perfect sacrifice. The infant priest, born for you this holy night, has come to do what you cannot. He has come to make the only perfect sacrifice there is, to shed the only blood that will bring full atonement and the forgiveness of all your sins. But he does not put the priestly blade to a little lamb's jugular like priests of old, or, thankfully, tie you down like Isaac and prepare the blade for your own outstretched throat. No, he allows that priestly blade to be put to his own. He, who is your great high priest, is also your unblemished lamb. The holy lamb undaunted came to God's own altar lit with flame. While weeping angels hid their eyes, the priest became a sacrifice. The God who became man is also the priest who became a sacrifice. In the little child laid on the manger, we see the little lamb who will be laid on the altar, the son who will be lifted up on a cross, shedding his holy blood to atone for all sins, so that not one of them is left uncovered. One perfect sacrifice, made once for all. For you, he offers himself to God. Christ the victim, Christ the priest, alleluia. Not with blood, not with the blood of goats and calves, the scriptures say, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, for the Lord has made you righteous in his sight. Your great high priest comes to you this Christmas night, not in mightiness to condemn, but in lowliness to save. Are you beaten and broken by the cruelness of the world? He has come to bind up your broken heart and pour the oil of healing over your wounds. Are you stained with idolatries and adulteries, unclean lips, or unbelief? He has come to give you himself as God and to cleanse you, flesh and soul. Are you living high, approaching God on your own terms? With humility he comes to humble you so that he might be your priest before God's throne. Jesus, your great high priest, is God's mercy for you. For sinners, one and all, this holy priest has come to shed his holy blood, one perfect priest, one perfect sacrifice. With cherubim and seraphim, our voices join in endless hymn, and holy, holy, holy sing to Christ, God's Lamb, our priest and king. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.